the part of it that was so compelling is the fact that people across the city of Charlotte and our region raised $500,000 for relief in Sudan, which is pretty, you know, unparalleled in a lot of respects. So this campaign had been going on for more than a year, and there was the opportunity to follow the group of folks from his church, as well as those who have an interest in African affairs from the Charlotte region, and to kind of see, you know, them not only deliver these relief supplies, but also to kind of get a look at the political scenario that we hear a lot about over there.
So where in the Sudan were you?
We were in South Sudan. We were not in Darfur. We talked to people who had escaped Darfur. But being in the south of Sudan was one of the more stable areas within the country. We spent several days in an area called Kauta, which was near the Nuba Mountains. You know, that was kind of the unsanitized part of the trip. The very last day that we were there, the person who was shooting with me, we were out on a road near a compound that was being maintained by North Carolina-based Samaritans First. And we saw these kids coming down the road in their school uniforms. And, you know, we figured it would be pretty pictures and, you know, nice little story elements and those kinds of things to put a piece together. We had to climb up the side of a mountain, and we followed these students, and we were shooting as this was happening. We get up the side of the mountain. It was like climbing five stories, six stories, and we found three adobe-type buildings. There are no desks. There's no electricity. The students learn on dirt floors. And the school had just reopened several years ago because of something that was very unfortunate and tragic that happened back in 2001. In 2001, the war had broken out very strong, very big in the South, and this school was bombed. There were 17 students that were killed and one instructor. And we're finding out a little bit more about the history of the school, and I'd interviewed the headmaster who's telling me about the violence that unfolded there back in 2001. And he takes me to a memorial, and there's this granite cross with an inscription detailing what occurred that day. He said, not only was this a tragedy for a school, it was a tragedy for me because I lost my firstborn child. And that in itself was just like, whoa.
So the headmaster told you in plain terms about the devastation there, but you also heard other tones. Let's listen to how the students began their day while you were there.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
On my honor, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people at all times, and to obey the scout laws.
You've been to Africa several times, mm-hmm. Somalia, South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Ghana.
What made you decide to go to Sudan at this point in time? Of course, there's been a lot of suffering there, and a lot of the political situation is pretty rocky right now.
I think that there is a certain level of redemptive reinforcement, for lack of a better term. As bad as things may be, there is a certain level of humanity. You know, we talk about man's inhumanity, and you hear the words of ethnic cleansing and genocide, and you hear the stories firsthand from women who have lost their children and mothers whose sons never came back after the war. But I think when you're able to see, even if it's just for a minute, the relief that can come, as temporary as it might be, I think that that's worth documenting to demonstrate there is hope.